Dear God, thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Help us as we study your word.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
Now, a little business first.
首先我们讲一点事情。
The next two Sundays are talking about relationship between Christians.
今天呢，我们的主题是基督徒之间的关系。
And let me start by asking you this question.
我们先问大家一个问题。
How can an unbeliever recognize that you are a Christian believer?
就是一个不信主的人，他们怎么能够辨认出来说你是基督徒呢？
Your integrity.
是你的正直，你的生活的正直。
Honesty.
然后诚实。
Pardon?
你的行为，你的言行举止。
Commitment?
还有你的对神的委身。就是你面对错误失败，你怎么样来面对你的这些错误失败？
Good.
Compassion.
还有你的对人的这个怜悯。
Okay. Listen to how Jesus answered the question.
那主耶稣是怎么回答这个问题的呢？
He prays that the world will know we are Christians because we love one another.
主耶稣说当你们彼此相爱的时候，这个世上的人就认出你们是我的门徒。
John 17.
请约翰
This is how unbelievers.
第十七章怎么认出来我们是基督徒呢？就是这样来认出我们是基督徒的。
Because Christians love other Christians.
因为基督徒彼此相爱，基督徒爱别的基督徒。
Now I thought about that, and my first response is that doesn't seem very clear.
我当时读到这个，我说好像这个讲的不是很清楚。
And then I thought about it some more, and it's unfortunate that my daughter is here today.
不幸的是，我女儿今天在这儿。
When I'm going to talk about her.
然后我今天可能要以她来讲举例子了。
I don't know if my son and daughter look like each other or not. I'm not very alert to
我对人的这个
visual.
我的那个
They don't, okay.
然后就是那个就是不太能够认出人的脸，我就不知道说我的女儿跟儿子是不是看起来长得挺像的。
But even though they are now grown and both married.
他们都已经长大成人而且都结婚了。
If you are around them very long, you will know they are brother and sister.
但是如果你们跟他们两个待在一起时间够长的话，你就能辨认出来他们是就是姐弟。
Because they enjoy being with each other.
因为他们很喜欢跟彼此待在一起。
God gave us the privilege to go on a cruise, all of our family, their spouses and us.
所以呢，神给我们一个很好的祝福，就是我们全家人，包括他们的配偶，我们一起去坐那个游轮。
And wherever one went, they both went.
然后只要那个他们兄弟姐妹中有一个人去那边了，那这个肯定另外一个。
They enjoy being together. They enjoy each other.
他们就彼此之间挺享受在一起的时
光。And so even if they don't really look alike,
虽然他们两个长得不是很像
，Pretty soon you're gonna say.They must be from the same family.
然后很快你就能看出来说，他们肯定是一家的。
I thought about that, and then I thought about what Jesus says.
然后我想一想，然后想想主耶稣的话。
He says, you know, when unbelievers look at Christians,
当那个不信主的人，他们看到基督徒的
时候 all of these things should matter.
所有这些事情当然都很重要。
We have talked about honesty before in here.
我们以前在这里提到过诚实。
If you are a Christian and you don't do your business honestly,
如果你说你是基督徒，但是你做生意却不诚实
you bring shame on the gospel.
你知道吗？你是给福音带来羞耻。
If you're a Christian and you won't admit when you are wrong, you bring shame on the gospel.
你说你是基督徒，但是当你做错事的时候，你却不承认你做错了，那个是带来给神的名带来耻辱。
If you're a Christian and you don't have compassion on people who are hurting and have needs, you bring shame on the gospel.
你说你是基督徒，但是却是对那些受伤害的人没有任何的怜悯，那你真的是给福音带来羞耻。
Jesus said, When the world looks on, when unbelievers look on,
所以主耶稣说，当这个世界看我们的时候，
they ought to see Christians treating each other with so much love that they say, "Ha, they must be related."
所以呢，他说，别的人，世界上的人看我们说彼此基督徒彼此之间这样子的彼此相助相爱，他们就会说，哦，他们肯定是有关系的。
And we say, "Yeah, we're brothers and sisters."
对，你们就说我们是兄弟姐妹。
You don't look alike.
然后别人说，哎，你们长得一点都不像啊。
How are you brothers? You're Chinese and you're not Chinese.
他说你怎么会是兄弟姐妹呢？你是中国人，他是美国人。
Yeah, we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们是在基督里，我们都是一家人。
Now, on paper, that all sounds good.
当然，这个在理论上，这个都听起来很好。
But then we move to real life.
然后我们现在进到现实生活中。
And if we're all brothers and sisters,
我如果我们真的都是兄弟姐妹的话，
I have some brothers who are odd.
我有一些那个很奇怪的兄弟。
I have some sisters that are really difficult.
我有一些姐妹真的是很难相处。
As I quoted the poem a few weeks ago,
我几个星期前给大家念过一首小诗。
To live above with saints we love, oh, that will be glory.
说在跟天上的圣徒生活在一起，那完全是荣耀的。
To live below with saints we know, that's a different story.
但是跟地上的你旁边的基督徒一起，那些圣徒在一起生活，这完全是另外一回事了。
And so I want to look at some principles for how do we live in relationship with other believers.
所以呢，我们就有一些原则，就是我们怎么样跟别的弟兄姐妹相处。
Now, let me say up front, these are not suggestions.
我首先要告诉你们，这些原则不是建议。
I wish they were.
我真的希望这个仅仅是建议而已。
Because if they were suggestions, I would say those are nice.
所以如果只是建议的话，我们说，嗯，这个看上听上去很好。
But it won't work with Tom.
但是这个建议对这个 Tom 这个人可能不适
用。So I'm just going to ignore it.
所以我就是忽略这个建议。
These are commands.
这是神的诫命。
And so as Christians, we must do them.
所以作为基督徒，我们要遵行。
Hebrews chapter 12.
在希伯来书第十二章。
The principle of peace.
就是讲到这个和平的原则。
The writer of Hebrews is describing the Christian life as a race.
希伯来的作者把基督徒的这个生活中描述成一场赛跑。
He says we're supposed to look at the goal.
他说我们像赛跑的时候，你要盯着你那个。
And then we're supposed to run in a straight line to the goal.
你就要直，就是向着那个终点呢，就直着跑过去。
And he tells us that there are two things that are very important in running.For this goal.
所以他说当你这个跑的时候，这个赛跑的时候有两件事情很重要。
Verse 14.
第一个是第14节。
Strive for peace with everyone.
他说你要追求与众人和睦。
And strive for holiness.
追求圣洁。
Those two things are important.
这两样事情是很重要的。
Holiness is to be holy. That is our relationship with God.
第一个圣洁呢，就是你要圣洁，这个是你跟神之间的关系。
And peace.Is our relationship with other people.
然后和睦呢，是你跟周围人的关系。
And he says both of those are important.
说这两样都很重要。
Now I emphasize that because I have heard many, many sermons on this scripture.
因为我要强调这点，因为我听过很，就这节经文有很多的讲道，我听过很多讲道。
But for every 90 sermons I've heard on the second part, be holy in your walk with God.
就是他们大多数的人就是讲到这个就是要圣洁跟神的关系的时候。
For every 90 of those sermons.
90%?
90. I've heard about zero on the first part.
大部分人的这个讲到这些经文他们的重点 90% 都在讲说你要圣洁跟神的关系，但是就没几乎很少讲到说跟周围人的关系，这个和睦的关系。
Even 90 and 10 would be better, but it's about 90 and 0.
Really? Where are 10% of them?
Disappear, don't worry.
我有点奇怪，因为他说是 90% 讲圣洁，我说那另外 10% 呢？他说不用担心，他说就是零一点都没讲到和睦，就是那个零那百分之十我不知道是什么，这个不是个数学问题 ，sorry。Scientists like to make sure like all the thing going.
But do you understand?
大家了解到了吗
？He puts those two things together.
但是这个希伯来的作者把这两件事情
Yes, I'm supposed to be holy in my walk with God.
是的，你在跟神的同行的。
But he also says I'm supposed to be at peace in my walk with other believers.
他同时在强调说你在跟别的信徒在相处的时候你们要彼此和睦。
And he explains why this is so important.
他讲到说为什么这两样这么重要。
Question 2 on the worksheet that you did.
就是我们发的作业里边第二点讲到。
Be careful that no root of bitterness spring up and defile you.
他说你们中间要谨慎恐怕有人失了神的恩有毒根生出来扰乱你们。
Now when you think about bitterness,
当你想到这个苦毒的时候
it seems to me that that relates most to the first part of that. Follow peace with all men.
所以我觉得对我来讲呢这个苦毒这个毒根呢跟那个与众人和睦这两个是相连的。
Sometimes, we're not happy with what God does and it makes us angry and bitter at him.
有的时候我们对神所做的我们不高兴所以我们就会对神有苦毒对神生气。
You know where that usually starts?
你知道那个一般来讲你对神的这个生气跟苦毒起源于什么吗
It usually starts with being angry and bitter at someone else.
因为你首先可能是你已经跟周围的人你对那个人生气对那个人有苦毒你
Is it that true?
导致你跟神的关系。
It usually starts with how someone else treats us.
通常起源于就是说看别人怎么对待你的。
And we become bitter at them.
然后我对那个人就是心里有苦毒。
And then that translates into being bitter at God.
然后那种苦毒呢最后会影响到就变成了你对神的苦毒。
But it seems to me he is starting with strive after peace.
所以呢这个你看这节经文他刚开始就强调说你要追求努力的与众人和睦。
So that you don't become bitter.
所以呢因为你要努力追求和众人和睦这样让你自己不会有苦毒。
Now the word striving,
他那个英文讲到那个追求那个努力
is a little difficult.
是有点一个挺困难的词。
I wish he said something like this.
我希望他不是这么讲的。
Do your best to not have conflict.
我就说哦你就尽你最大的努力不要跟别人有冲突。
And follow, seek after holiness.
然后呢你去追求圣洁。
Because then I could say,
然后如果是这么讲的我就可以说
Elder Zhang is hard to get along with.
然后就说、哎、庄长老可是不好相处。
So I'm just going to stay away from him.
所以我就离他远点。
When he comes in the room, I'll go in the next room.
然后他进到这个屋里我就出去到另外一个房间里。
And I'll just...not have conflict.
然后我就这样尽量避免和他有冲突。
But that word strive.
但是这个英文的就是努力追求不是这个意思。
That means what?
那个英文的那个词是什么意思?
Work for peace.
他就说你要在这个和睦方面在这个和平方面你要去努力
追求。Chase after peace.
就是你要去追求和睦就是你好像前面有那个和睦呢你要去追求这种和睦的关系。
Make an active effort, not just to avoid him.
不是单单的就是说、哦、我就避免这个冲突而是你去主动的去寻求这种和平。
But to actively seek reconciliation.
而是主动的去寻求你们彼此之间的这种和好和这种和睦。
By the way, for anyone here who is very literal minded, we get along fine.
如果大家不知道，不要乱讲。我跟庄长老关系很好，只是。
I don't want you to go home and wonder, oh, wonder what happened.
然后我们想说，你们回家说他们俩之间有什么事儿啊？我们俩关系很好，只是说拿这个举个例子，假设。
I have a friend whose life helps me to understand what this means.
我有一个朋友，他的生命。就是让我了解到这个追求和睦是什么意思。
He lives in Nigeria.
他是生活在尼日利亚。
That's Nigeria.
这是比如说是尼日利亚。
I'm not an artist.
我不是一个画家，所以我画的不是很好。
If you look at a map of Nigeria, the north is Muslim.
所以呢，你看那个尼日利亚的地图，那个北方呢，尼日利亚一半中间上面是穆斯林。
And the south of Nigeria is Christian.
那个南尼日利亚都是基督徒。基督徒基督教比较
My friend is a university professor in Jos, which is right on the line.
然后我的朋友他是一个大学教授他正好就在那个交界线南北交接的那个交界线上在那儿大学在那儿生活。
We were talking on the phone one day and there was a big bang.
有一天我们在电话就打电话突然听到一声巨响。
And I said, what's that?
我说那什么呀
And he said, oh, there's some bombs that they've been setting off down the street.
他说没关系他说外边一个炸弹炸到街上。
He lives here.
他就住在那个南北交界的那个战场交界线上。
And one of the things he has made his ministry.
他的一个事工是什么呢
？Is to bring reconciliation between Muslims and Christians in his city.
在他的城市里面，在这个穆斯林跟基督徒之间带来这个和平，带来这个和好。
And he's been very successful in doing this.
他在这方面做得很成功。
But here's the key, or the thing.
这个关键在于什么呢？
To bring reconciliation does not mean he stays in his apartment, in his house.
他做要带来这种重建、这种和好，他不是说就待在他的房子里面。
And says,
然后就说
，If the Muslims and Christians want to get along, they can come see me.
如果这个穆斯林跟基督徒他们想要和好的话，他们可以过来找我。
It'll never happen.
那样的话，肯定永远也不会发生。
What my friend does is this, and he's been doing this for 20 years.
我的朋友他做什么呢？他这样已经做了20年了。
He goes and he finds a Muslim imam.
然后他就发现去找一个那个穆斯林的妈妈。
And he finds a Christian pastor.
然后他又找一个基督徒的这个牧师。
And he invites them both to dinner.
然后他就邀请了两方都到他们家里来吃晚饭。
And over dinner, he says to the Muslim imam.
然后他就不是穆斯林的那个妈妈，而是说那个穆斯林的那个阿訇。
What are the three biggest things that the Christians are doing that are causing you frustration?
然后他就会问这个穆斯林的，就像他们的那个阿訇，就说。到底基督徒做什么事让你们有三件事情最重要的让你觉得非常的不舒服。
He says to the Christian pastor, what is it that the Muslim community is doing that hurts your church?
他就对那个牧师讲，他说那你觉得穆斯林他们做了什么对你
end up with a list of 6 or 10 or 12 or 20 items.
然后有什么让你们觉得很受伤害，那他们就开始把他们的觉得对方对他们不好给列出来，有时候有6到20条，他就把这些都写下来，然后他就看着。
And he says, we can't fix all those.
他说我没有办法把你们说的这些都给解决了。
Oh, but wait a minute, there's one that's on both of your lists.
他说但是有一点是你们两个都提到了，两双方都提到了。
Let's see if we can work on that.
看看我们可不可以在你们双方都提到这点我们来解决。
And they talk.
然后他们就一起来，他们就彼此解决。他们就开始发现一个解决之道。
They go back to their communities.
然后他们就彼此回到对方的这个社区里面。
We're not going to fight about this issue anymore.
他说我们就这一点上我们不要再斗了。
Now he hasn't brought peace to Nigeria.
当然他没有说给整个尼日利亚带来和平。
But there are dozens of communities in Nigeria, little towns.
但是在尼日利亚有一些就是小镇上有大概有一二十个。
Muslims and Christians are living at peace.
他们在这个小镇上的基督徒呢，跟这个穆斯林他们和平相处。
Because of this man who is striving after peace.
因为这位弟兄呢，他是在努力的去主动的去寻求和平，寻求和睦。
When I remember him, I think that's what Paul is writing about in Hebrews.
这想到这里呢，我就想到说，这是基督。希伯来书作者他所写的
Strive after peace with each other as Christians.
作为基督徒你要努力的就是主动的去寻求跟别的基督徒和睦。
If he is doing this between Muslim and Christians, we for sure ought to be able to do it between Christians.
如果这个弟兄他能够在穆斯林跟这个基督徒之间带来和平，那我们都是基督徒，我们之间肯定是可以和睦的。
But striving after peace isn't sitting here with my arms crossed saying, well, if he wants peace with me, he can come apologize.
如果就是说努力追求和睦，不是说你在站在这儿说，嗯，如果他想要和睦，他就应该过来跟我道歉。
Because I'm right.
因为我是对的。
But if he grovels enough, we can have peace.
如果他真的是说，要是能够过来道歉，那我们可以有和睦。
Striving after peace.
他说是努力追求和睦是什么意思呢
？Making the painful effort.
是让你自己要做出来那种你很不舒服、很痛苦的这个努力。
To find peace.
去寻求和平。去能够重建这个关系，能够
Over and over, Matthew says this.
然后一次再一次的，马太说
Jesus says it in Matthew.
是主耶稣在马太福音里讲到说
If a Christian brother sins against you, he says, go to him.
如果一个弟兄得罪你，你就在私下里去找他。
Now again, I think, wait a minute, I don't want to do that.
你就会说，嗯，我才不想那样。
He did it wrong. He can come to me.
他欺负我，他对我不好，他应该来找我。
How many think that's an easier way to do?
对，大家是不是觉得他做错，他欺负我呀？假设，他应该来找我，那个会容易点。
What Jesus says is much harder.
但是主耶稣所要求的是
，I am to go to him.
我要去找他
，because he says, if I can do this, I win.A brother.
如果我这样去主动的去找他，我就赢得了这个弟兄，得了这个弟兄。
Matthew 5, this one wasn't in your lesson.
在那个我们的课里面没有，就是马太福音第五章讲的。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
when you're at the altar bringing a sacrifice,
他说如果你去献祭的时候, 你,
and you remember that there is a brother who has something against you,
你就想起来有一个弟兄有些东西是就是他反对你有心里有意见。
You are to leave your sacrifice.
然后你就要把你的这个献祭先放下。
Go and be reconciled, and then come back.
然后呢，你就先去跟这个弟兄和好，然后再回来献祭。
Again, I don't like that very much.
我也不喜欢这个。
I want him to say.
我希望主耶稣说的是
，If I'm here,
如果我在这儿
，and I remember he has something against you.
然后他过去他亏负我了，他对我不
好。I will say now, God.He's the one with the problem.
我就跟神说，神啊，他才是那个问题的起源。
I don't have anything against him. He has something against me.
我对他没什么，我又没做什么对他不好，是他对我不好。
So God, I'm going to offer my sacrifice.
所以我就献我的祭。
And you go take care of him.
主啊，你去自己跟他，你去跟他解决这个问题吧。
But Jesus says we are family.
主耶稣说我们是家人。
We are brother and sister.
我们是兄弟姐妹。
And I am to leave and go and find reconciliation if it's possible at all.
如果有可能的话，我要先把我的祭物放在这里，我要去主动的去找他，我们要寻求和睦，我们要和解。
Here's why I think he says it's so important.
为什么对主耶稣讲这个这么重要呢？我觉得原因是在于如此。
Little problems.
就是一个小问题。
That are not resolved.
如果一个小问题你没有把它解决掉。
Grow.
就开始慢慢越长越大。
And grow.
然后又长大。然后再长大。
Why?
为什么?
Because we don't find reconciliation early.
如果我们不刚开始那个问题还很小的时候就去找到那个和好之道。
I was having lunch with a friend.
我有一天跟一个朋友一起吃午饭。
He at that time was 70 years old. He's almost 80 now.
那个时候我们那次吃饭的时候他大概70岁现在已经快要80岁了。
He said, tomorrow I'm flying out to Arizona to see my brother.
他说明天我要坐飞机去亚利桑那看我的兄弟。
I said, oh, that's nice.
我说那很棒啊。
Do you visit your brother often?
你是不是经常去看你的兄弟?
He said, I've not seen my brother in 40 years.
他说我已经40年没见我这位兄弟了。
I said, wow.
我说哦 ,40 年。
He said, I haven't spoken to my brother. In 40 years.
他说我们40年我们之间没有任何联系我都没跟他讲过话。
Now that sounded like it might be an interesting story.
那一听这个你知道这中间后边肯定有故事。
So I said,
然后我就说,
Why?
为什么?
I might want to talk about you in Sunday school sometime.
有的时候我说, 你, 我想知道你的故事。我当然没说, 我说我可能在我的主日学可以讲你的故事。我说为什么?
And he said, 40 years ago, my brother and I had an argument.
他说40年以前我跟我兄弟我们俩有个吵架了。
We became angry.
然后我们对对方都挺生气的。
And I said to him, I'll never speak to you again.
然后我就给他说，我从今以后再这一辈子也不跟你说话了。
And he said,
然后他说
，I'll never speak to you again.
他说我也不这一辈子也不跟你说话了。
And for 40 years,
然后40年之久
，neither of us has spoken.
我们谁也不跟谁说话。
But he said, I'm 70 years old.
我现在我已经70岁了。
He's older.
他比我，那是我哥哥，他比我还大。
And one of us is going to die soon.
反正我们中间有一个人可能快要死了。
And I decided to go see him.
然后我决定我还是要去看
他。Now you know what I wanted to ask.
你知道我想要问什么?
I said,
我说,
What did you fight about that caused you to go 40 years without speaking?
我说你，我本来是想说你们到底是什么事情能够让你们40年都不说话，到底是什么事儿?
Would you like to know the answer?
你知道他说的是什么吗?
He said to me,
他说，他对我说,
I don't remember.
我记不清了，为什么我们俩吵架40年不说话。
All he remembered is,
他就唯一记得就是,
I won't speak to him.
我就再也不跟你说话了。
Now doesn't that sound silly?
那是不是看上去真的是很愚蠢呢?
But you think of some people that you have been angry with,
你想想你对那个生气的人，让你
觉得很, for years.
就是好多年你对这个人很受，很生气。
You speak, but you fight all the time.
你们就是说你们俩老吵架。
And the truth is, if you were to try to go back to what was it that started,
你再想想你们当时为什么，你们是因为什么原因开始吵架的。
Guess what your answer would be?
你的答案可能就是
I don't remember.
我记不住你们是为什么吵了，就记得你们俩在最后谁也不理谁，对不对？
And so Jesus says,
然后主耶稣说
The principle of peace,
所以这个和平的原则就是
says,
对我们说
I will be quick to strive for reconciliation.
我要赶紧的就是去主动的去寻求这个和平和睦。
He says, you're to forgive.
他说你需要去饶恕。
Because of this principle of peace.
就是因为和平的原则我们需要去饶恕。
Jesus, Peter came to Jesus.
那个彼得去见耶稣。
Peter was always very impressed with himself.
彼得对自己总是感觉很良好。
And he always wanted other people to be very impressed.
他也很希望别人对他感觉他真的是很不错。
The rabbi said that you had to be willing to forgive a person three times.
他说我们的教导是说你要去心甘情愿的去饶恕别人三次。
And so Peter comes to Jesus and he says,
然后彼得到耶稣面前说
How many times should I forgive?
我应该原谅这个人，饶恕这个人多少次呢？
What if I forgive seven times?
我饶恕他七次。
I mean, that's more than double.
那个比那个三次的就加倍还多。
And he thinks that Jesus is
going to say, 他就会想说，主耶稣会回答他说
Peter, I'm amazed at you.
彼得呀，你真是太让我惊喜了。
You are the most wonderful disciple I have.
你是我最棒的门徒。
Oh, Peter, you're wonderful.
彼得呀，你真是太棒了。
Jesus says.
然后主耶稣说
Seven.
七次。
That's a nice number.
挺不错的。
Peter, I tell you what.
彼得，我对你，我要告诉你。
You forgive 70 times 7.
你要原谅70个7次。
And then we'll come back and talk more.
然后你原谅个70个7次以后，你再回来跟我讲。
You can't forgive someone 490 times.
你没法去饶恕一个人490次。
Now I've met people who think they have this figured out.
我有些人好像说他们把这个问题给解决想清楚了。
Because they have a book at home.
因为他们家里边有本书，有个小册子，他就在那儿数一二三，他就在那儿记，你知道吗？然后他们就记
69 sevens.
他们现在我已经原谅69个7次。
And they're counting them down.
然后说好了，就到第70个7。
One more, and I have hit 70 times 7, and you're off.
他说好了，再一个就是70个7次，490次。从今以后我就不会再原谅你了。
How many times have they forgiven?
他们原谅了多少次？
None, zero.
他们实际上是他们觉得原谅了490次。
Jesus says, "You're not even with the rabbis yet."
你还不如那个拉比父子还说原谅三次。
Because when I forgive,
当你真的是饶恕的时候
，I don't put a mark.
你不是当你饶恕了以后，你不是回家说好，我记下了，我今天原谅你一次啊，给你记着了。
What Jesus is saying to Peter is this.
主耶稣对彼得所说的是
Peter, you don't understand at all.
彼得呀，你完全不了解。
As long as you're counting,
只要你在那儿记着，你原谅别人几次
，you don't understand what it means.
你就根本不知道饶恕到底是什么意思。
The principle of peace.
所以这个和平的原则是说
，I must be willing to forgive.
你要去心甘情愿的情愿去饶恕。
Paul says in Ephesians 4, I must forgive the way Christ forgave me.
保罗在以弗所书书上说，我们要像基督饶恕我们那样去原谅饶恕别人。
Now I was thinking about this lesson this morning.
今天早晨我在想这一课。
And I decided I needed to add something here.
我决定我在这里要就是除了我们的课讲义之外，我要再加一点东西。
And I'm not sure how to say this entirely because I don't want to give you an excuse.
我不知道该怎么来描述，因为我不想给你们一个借口。
But I also don't want a conscientious, careful person to walk away and feel guilty. So let me try to help.
我也不想就是一个挺敏感的一个就是很容易感到罪疚的人，觉得好像有罪疚感。
I have heard preachers preach this.
我有听到过讲道的人这么讲。
That if Elder Zhang gets mad at me and punches me in the nose.
如果庄长老比如对我生气，一拳打到我的鼻子上。
And I say I forgive you.
然后我对他说，我原谅你。
The next week.
然后第二个星期。
He punches me in the nose again.
然后他又给我一拳打在我鼻子上。
I forgive you.
然后我原谅你。
70 times 7.
已经过了490次了。
Every time I see him, he punches me in the nose.
然后每次打到我鼻子上，又死在那边。
And every time I forgive him.
然后每次我都饶恕他。
And I have to go back and let him punch me again.
然后我就回去让他再次打我的鼻子。
I heard a preacher preach that one time.
然后有一个那个牧师就是这样讲。
And I remember sitting there thinking,
然后我就坐在那儿在那儿想。
That's not very smart.
我说这个好像不是很聪明吧。
Am I at least allowed to duck?
他一拳打过来的时候我可不可以这样躲一下呢？
And so I began to study it.
然后我就开始来研究圣经。
Is that what it means to forgive?
我说那个是不是就意味着就是我一次一次让他回去打我的鼻子一拳打过来就是这个意味着就是饶恕呢？
I want to be careful.
然后我在这里要很小心的讲这个问题。
But I am convinced that forgiveness does not always mean reconcile.
我就想说饶恕并不总是意味着你们可以和好你们这个关系可以重建。
Forgiveness requires how many people?
对于饶恕需要几方呢只需要一方就可以饶恕。
I can forgive Elder Zhang, I'm sorry to pick on you today.
对不起啊张长老今天老拿你做例子。
I should have done it the other way around.
我应该说我打你然后这样的说但是他说
I can forgive him.
我可以饶恕他。
Even if he's not sorry.
就算他不觉得为他的行为感到难过我也可以饶恕他。
I can choose, I will not carry bitterness in my heart.
我可以选择说在我的心里我选择我没有苦毒对这个人没有苦毒。
Forgiveness requires one person.
所以饶恕呢只需要一方就可以了。
But reconciliation requires two people.
但是对于和好对于和解需要双方两方。
I think that's why Hebrews says, as much as is possible in you.
所以呢就是在 I think it's wrong. Yeah, 在那个圣经上有一句话说到说若是可行
okay,
总要追求众人和睦。That's okay. I have seen this one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
Yeah, 就是说罗马书上讲的说若是可行就是如果可能的话尽量追求与众人和睦。就是说如果可能的话
strive for peace.
就是你要努力追求与众人和睦。
In other words, I will forgive him even if he fully intends to punch me again.
就是说我还是会饶恕他就算他还是决定要下次再给我一拳我还是会饶恕他。
I can still forgive.
他就算这样有这种想法
But for there to be reconciliation,
但是要说我们要和好和解
where I can shake his hand and stand close to him,
如果我们两个可以握手我们俩可以离得近一点
There has to be on both sides. I have to forgive and he has to commit to a change of behavior.
如果要和好的话对我这方来讲我需要选择和好就是我要饶恕但他那方面要选择说他要改变他的行为。
The reason this morning I realized I needed to say this to you
我觉得我今天早上我要把这个讲清楚讲这一点的一个必要性是因为
I have met people who are going through life with a false kind of guilt.
我知道我在生活中碰到许多人他们有这种虚假的罪疚感。
Someone has wronged them.
有些人就是亏负了他们欺负对他们不好。
And has no remorse, no guilt.
然后这些人就是亏负他们就是
no
伤害他们的人
no attempt to change.
就是没有一点的痛悔也没有一点的后悔然后也不打算改变。
Sometimes it's been an abusive situation.
有的时候是一种虐待的情况。
And they think that if I forgive, I have to allow myself to be wronged again.
他们就认为呢他们的对这个饶恕的理解就是说如果我真的饶恕这个人我就应该把自己再放在那种情境之下让那个人继续的来欺负我来亏待我。
But it seems to me that Jesus is teaching us, yes, I must forgive.
但是对我来讲我觉得主耶稣教导是说
And
对
as
我要饶恕。
Much as possible,
但是呢如果可行
I must seek reconciliation.
如果可行的话我要努力追求那种和好和解关系
的重建。But I must understand that reconciliation requires.
但是
Two people.
我要了解到这个和解这个和好牵涉到双方。
Do you understand that? Does that make sense?
大家有没有了解到我的意思有觉得这个有没有道理呢
This is required.
就是说饶恕是神的诫命神的要求。
And this is required that we make an effort.
这个呢就是去寻求和解神对我们要求是你要去努力。
But if the person I am trying to reconcile refuses to reconcile,
但是如果我想要去寻求和解的对方他拒绝来和解
I can still choose forgiveness.
我还是可以选择就是去饶恕
And I don't have to walk around allowing Satan to say, ha, you're still not reconciled, you're not a Christian.
所以你不能说我就跟他还是很近，然后让撒旦来有机会来攻击我说，哦，你们两个还没和解，所以你不是基督徒。
Second, the principle of love.
再一个原则是爱的原则。
Romans 13.
在罗马书13章。
I apologize, whoever preached this morning went too long and made our class short.
他在道歉说他自己说我们这个课比较会比较短。
I will send a note to him complaining.
罗马书十三章。
Owe no one anything except to what?
他说凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有什么呢？要觉得亏欠呢？
Love.
就是因为唯有相爱，要爱要常以为亏欠。
Christian relationships are based on a debt.
就是我们基督徒彼此之间的关系好像是一种那种债务的关系似的。
And the debt is,
这个债是什么债呢？
A debt of love.
就是你欠的这个债就是爱的欠债，在爱上你欠债。
What I owe my Christian brother is to love him.
我欠我的兄弟姐妹的债就是我应该去爱他。
John puts it very bluntly in 1 John 4.
那个约翰一书，约翰在约翰一书里讲的非常的直截了当。
I really wish he hadn't said this.
我真希望他不是这么讲的。
But this is what he said.
但约翰一书里面他是怎么说的呢？
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
Verse 20.
他在第二十节这么讲的。
If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar.
他说如果任何人说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的。
Now, what makes it even worse is this.
更糟糕的他是这么讲的。
You heard last week from Pastor Shi.
你知道上个星期许牧师讲。
To hate in the New Testament means to love less than.
上个星期讲到说恨一个人就意味着你爱这个人爱的少。
John is saying, if I say I love God,
约翰说如果你说我爱神
but I don't love my brother as I should,
但是我却不爱我的按照我应该的那样去爱我的弟兄
there's something wrong with my love for God.
那你对神的爱的就有关对神的爱就有问题了。
He doesn't even give me the option of saying,
约翰甚至不给我这个选择的一个权利可以说
I love God,
我爱神。
I don't hate him, I just don't love my brother. No, I can't say that.
我甚至你说
He says, I have to love my brother.
就说我没有恨我的弟兄我只是不喜欢他不爱他而已。神那个约翰就说你必须爱你的弟兄。
Jesus puts it like this in Matthew 25. Whatever I do to his brothers, I have done to him.
在马太福音25章主耶稣讲到我们对弟兄所做的一切都是对神做的。
You see, back to my children.
再回来讲到我的孩子们。
If someone were to pick on Stacy.
如果有些人比如说找我女儿的麻烦。
Actually, it's the other way around because Austin, when he was young, was the little,
其实是不是这样的。
Runt.
就是常常就是说是他小的时候他就天天跑来跑去他的就是我的那个儿子是小的。
If you did something mean,To Austin.
如果你要是欺负我的这个对我的儿子不好的话
You better watch it when Stacy came around.
然后当他姐姐过来的时候你最好小心点
Because she might look nice and sweet.
她虽然看上去很可爱很甜美
But if you had done something to her brother.
如果你要欺负她的弟弟了
She was going to get you.
她会想办法你找你的
麻烦 You might as well have done it to her.
你也许你伤害你对欺负她还好一点但是你欺负她弟弟
And Jesus says,
主耶稣说
These are my brothers.
这些都是我的弟兄这些都是我的姐妹。
And if you do something to one of them, you might as well have done it to me.
你欺负到这些最小的任何其中的一个你就是欺负到我身上。
That means if I do something to serve them,
如果我这样的话我去服侍我的弟兄姐妹。
With him, it's like
这个我就像在服侍神服侍主。
Proverbs says,
箴言说
to give to the poor,is like a loan to God.
你当你给穷人施舍的时候你周济穷人的时候你好像给神一个让神就欠你的债了。
And I thought, that's a pretty good deal.
我说那很好啊好像我给神那儿投资了一样。
You know, Brother Neil.
我知道这个 Neil 弟兄。
If he came and asked me if he could borrow $100.
如果他来向我借100块钱。
I would be a little slow.
我可能是、
I don't know him that well.
然后可能不是那么很
I don't know if he's going to pay me back or not.
因为我不知道他会不会把这100块钱还给我。
I might lose my $100.
因为我不喜欢说就撕掉100块钱。
But if God asked me for $100,
如果神要问我要100块钱，我会怎么样？
Sure, that's no problem. He'll pay.
神肯定会还给我的。
Right?
对不对？
Proverbs says, when I give to the poor,
圣经上箴言上说，如果我给这个穷人没有钱
的人， It's like making a loan to God.
就好像我是给神了。
He always pays off his debts. That's a good deal.
神肯定是会还债的。这是一个很好的一笔很好的交易。
You understand, the principle of love says we are brothers and sisters.
所以爱的原则就是我们是弟兄姐妹。
We treat each other with love.
我们彼此相待，我们对待对方都像都以爱来对待。
Matthew 5, on the handout, I gave you the wrong chapter of Matthew.
我们在马太福音第五章43节上讲到。
Which was a good way to test if you were doing your homework, because I got emails and text messages from those of you who got to this one and couldn't find it.
如果有的人就是找不到马太福音，找不到这些，就会给我发 email 说，哎，好像我找不到啊。
Jesus says, as Christians, we're to be like our Heavenly Father.
他说你们是基督徒。I found this. 他说我们基督徒就应该爱像我们的天父那样去爱。
We're to love our enemies.
我们应该爱我们的仇敌。
We're to pray for those who persecute us.
为那些逼迫我们的祷告。
When we do that, we are like our heavenly Father.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就像我们的天父那样。
The principle of love says, I will love the way God loves.
像那个爱的原则就是说，我会像我的天父那样去爱。
Now, we are only halfway through.
然后我们现在只讲了一半。
And they are ringing the bell.
然后现在他们开始打铃了。
This class, I always need more time than we have.
在那个班上我们需要更多的时间。
I guess again, I'm going to have to think about what to do with the rest of this lesson.
所以我们要想一想我们这节课是我们怎么做。
I really want to talk about respect and self-control.
Maybe finish this next time when you come back.
Yeah, let me think about what to do.
Yeah, 我们想一想我们下一课怎么弄。
In the meantime,
在同时
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是兄弟姐妹。
And how we treat each other.
我们怎么彼此之间我们怎么相处我们彼此怎么相待
is a picture of our love for God.
就是其实这是一幅展现了我们对神爱的一个图画。
That is a hard thing for me, I'll be honest.
就是其实老实讲这个对我来讲是一件挺困难的事情。
Because I am really not a people person.
因为我不是那种很喜欢跟人待在一起的人。
I can spend my day in a library somewhere with books.
我喜欢自己待在图书馆里就看书就跟书待在一起就好了。
And never see people.
然后不需要看到人。
Yesterday, I had 3 meetings that lasted 6 hours.
昨天呢我有三个会一共这三个会开了6个小时。
With people.
都是跟人在一起开会要跟人吗
And I walked in the house last night.
然后昨天我就带着从那个房子里走来走去。
And Sue said, what's wrong with you?
然后我太太就说你怎么了好像不对劲
吗 And she wasn't talking about my hair.
她不是说我的头发。
The meetings were fine. There was nothing bad in the meetings.
那个会挺好的没有说这个会有什么
问题。But I was with people for 6 hours nonstop.
但是我是6个小时不断的跟人在一起。
And it left me just entirely exhausted.
就是我跟人待相处那么久对我来讲是一件让我很累的事情。
And so this lesson is a hard one for me.
所以这个就是跟基督徒之间的关系对我是一个很难
教的课程。One of my great weaknesses,
因为这个是我的软弱就是我跟人相处对我来讲不是件容易的事情。
But little by little, God has at least trying to teach me.
但是我觉得神在一点起码神在试着来教我。
That as Christians,
作为基督徒
we must love our brothers and sisters.
我们要去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We must strive after peace, actively work for peace with our brothers and sisters.
我们要努力的去追求我们要就是要主动的去寻求这种和睦跟我们的弟兄姐妹。
We must forgive our brothers and sisters who wrong us.
我们要去饶恕那些亏待我们就是曾经伤害过我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we must try for reconciliation.
我们起码我们要去努力要去试着去和解去重建这个关系。
It may not happen, but we must make every effort.
但虽然这个可能这个重建关系和解可能不会发生但是我们要去努力。
We must make sure that if there's no reconciliation, it's not because we haven't been willing and made an effort.
所以我们要确定就是说如果我们之间的关系不能和解不是这个原因不是因为我没有去努力。
Why?
为什么呢
Because Jesus says,
因为耶稣说
This is how an unbeliever will know You're a believer.
主耶稣说这个就是不信主的人这个世界上的人怎么知道你们是基督徒的
They're going to say, how they love each other.
你看看他们之间彼此是怎么对待对方的
How they treat each other.
你看他们怎么相待的
Jesus' disciples give us this.
主耶稣的门徒是这样给我们一个榜样
You have a disciple named Matthew.
你有一个门徒他的门徒是叫马太
Who is a tax collector for Rome.
马太呢是一个税吏。
And you have a man named, nicknamed the Zealot.
还有一个叫奋锐党的就是那种热血沸腾的那个就是那个好像那个。
The Zealots were the guerrilla soldiers
你知道、那个、
who fought against the Romans.
那个奋锐党呢都是那种战士就是要去他们就是要去把罗马政府给推翻的那种。
Can you imagine when Matthew and the Zealot sit down across the table from each other around the campfire.
你知道那个税吏呢本身呢他就是为罗马政府工作。你想想一个税吏和他眼中的一个奋锐党跟一个眼中罗马的这个间谍在一起。他们在篝火中间一起吃饭他们俩会怎么样呢可能看对方。
Said, you know, I used to try to stab people like you.
他说那个奋锐党会说你知道吗我以前会拿个刀子把像你那种人一刀捅进去。
But the longer they spend with Jesus,
但是他们跟主耶稣在一起待的时间越长，他们就彼此之间越来越亲近。
Peter and John,
彼得跟约翰
left to themselves could not have stood one another.
如果就光他俩，彼得跟约翰俩人谁也受不了谁，肯定。
They're opposite in everything.
他们两个人是在个性各方面完完全全的是相反的。
Jesus brings them.
但是主耶稣把他们两个带到一起，慢慢越来越和睦。
That's what it means to be a Christian.
那个就意味着什么是基督徒。
To be made one family.
我们就成为一个家庭。
With people who have nothing in common with us.
跟我们是完全不同的人有。
The only one thing we have in common is this.
我们唯一的相同之处是什么呢
?We're brothers.
我们是弟兄。
We're related.
我们有关系。
Through Jesus.
因为耶稣我们之间有关系。
那样把我们带到一起。Dear God, thank you for this class.
主啊，我们为今天的课来感谢你。
I pray that you will help us to live as Christians.
求你来帮助我们作为怎么样来作为基督徒来过我们日常每天的生活。
Help us to be the people you call us to be.
让我们能够成为你所呼召我们所成为的人。
Help us to live in a way that Unbelievers will see us and be drawn to you.
帮助我们所活出来的生活是让不信主的人看到我们的生活，他们就会被吸引到你面前。
Because of our love for one another.
因为我们彼此相爱。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.